Rapiophile. Noun. One who is attracted to intelligence. Join us, fellow fun-loving lover of knowledge, as we dig into your favorite topics with our very own nerdy diatribes, words of wisdom, and takes on life as millennials. Welcome to the Sapiophiles.
Hello, listeners. It's Kayla.
And it's Chelsea. Hello.
I am a huge, I know this is unpopular opinion alert, but I'm a huge fan of winter, mainly because I was a figure skater growing up and I love the snow. I hate shoveling it, but I love the snow in general. I think it makes everything look beautiful and clean and crisp. And I also love to ski. So there's a lot of things about winter that I love, including the Christmas season, or say you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. I think everybody can agree that the holiday season has a certain magic to it. That said, I know that it's often difficult for people to find ways to get energized or feel happy or feel like they're doing something fun when it gets really, really cold and dark outside and when the weather isn't
really
delightful. It's frightful. And the fire is delightful. Yeah.
We have no place to go.
So let it snow. But anyway, so this week's podcast is going to center around just ways in general that you can actively keep up energy during the winter. And it's going to rain.
I've always struggled with that. Definitely.
Right. And I think a lot of people do. I know that there are people that may have seasonal affective disorder. I know that there are other people who just might not like the cold as much, that the cold truly bothers them. I know my mother is one of those people. She hates the cold. I know that
we can't all be Elsa, you know, the cold does bother some of us.
And I know that a lot of us, maybe some of you aren't winter sports people, so you won't have that added benefit of being able to say, well, maybe I hate this cold, but at least I like to ski or skate, etc. So this podcast is for everybody in multiple groups, just incredibly creative ways, some of them that are more basic and more obvious, and then some that you might not have thought about to keep up your energy during this winter. So
definitely. I think that's so important because, like I said, I have a hard time with that a lot of the time too. I definitely react to the days getting shorter and we're in the dark part of the year now. And I always need to be like on top of myself to make sure that I'm still exercising and I'm still eating well and I'm still being social and that I'm not just curled up in my blanket watching Netflix marathons all day long.
True. And it also doesn't help that this season, Thanksgiving all the way through the holiday season into New Year's, is probably one of the times that I feel like the most temptations are out there for me to eat.
There are. There's so much food.
It's just like brownies and candy canes and cookie baking contests. And it's just a plethora of a lot of things that can lure you into bad health habits. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a cookie every now and then. But it's
you can totally have cookies if you want a cookie, but
It's very easy to take it to that next level this season because it's everywhere.
So I have a combination of different ideas. Like Kayla said, it's not all about the winter sports, although that is a big piece of a thing you could try to do if you want to be active in the winter. But a lot of it is about your energy and your mental and physical health and being able to keep those at an optimum level. So I know for me, like I had said, that's been a struggle. And I, like many, many Americans, have struggled with seasonal affective disorder in the past. And, you know, it's been better the last couple of years. I've been treated well, medically for it. But there are definitely things that people who don't have the disorder that kind of just have like the winter blahs don't necessarily totally understand in the way that your body and brain chemistry actually react to the light and actually react to the changes in the season. So one thing that I think is huge for that is just before we even get into the activities, the light therapy. Light therapy is awesome. And you don't have to have seasonal affective disorder to have light therapy. There are those bright light boxes that are amazing. You shine them on you and they kind of mimic the sun's rays. So they help you in that sense. and they actually rewire your brain to kind of think it's laid out longer. The other thing I have that I love is a sunrise alarm clock. And you set it to the time you want to wake up, and it starts sunrising in your room about a half hour before. So it's like pseudo light out by the time you wake up, which is something that I think is a great idea. So just, you know, to put that out there before we start with other activities. But in addition to that, I think that it's really important to find ways to stay physically active. So why don't we start with physically active stuff, right?
Okay, let me check off those on my list so that I can talk about
them. Yeah, mine are all over too. So like Kayla mentioned, the winter sports. Now, I like skiing. Skiing has always been one of the few things that will actually get me to wake up and go outside in the winter. I have a hard time waking up and going outside in the winter, but I like skiing, and that gives me an active energy thing to focus on in the winter. Skiing, snowboarding, they're both great. If you don't have the ability to go skiing or snowboarding, because it is pricey, mm-hmm. and it is something that if you don't already have the skills for, you would have to learn. It isn't something that you can just be like, I think I'm going to go skiing today, and I've never skied before.
That's true.
So if you don't have the skills and you don't have the funds for the lift ticket, the equipment, the lessons, if you need them, there are other outside things you can do. So there is also snowshoeing, mm-hmm. which I think is a really cool option. And it's kind of just like a fun way to hike in the winter. And on that note, also hiking in the winter. If you are appropriately dressed, appropriately layered with things like smart wool, hand and toe warmers, great stuff. There's so many great technology layers that you can wear now outside that you really can be outside to a pretty low temperature and feel okay if you are appropriately dressed. The problem is that most of us don't know how to appropriately dress for the winter sports.
Right.
Ice skating itself is great. So outdoor sports, skiing, snowboarding, ice skating, snowshoeing, winter hike, cross country. Some people like to do things like hockey or other winter team sports, but that is its own kind of thing. But even the personal sports that I said before, if you can take up any sort of activity that gets you out and gets you moving, that is one way to really help beat winter blues. Right. What do you have about winter sports?
I mean, I of course mentioned cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, or another outside activity. You already were very on top of things mentioning preparedness. Mm-hmm. Winter hiking, for those of you, even if you have incredible cardiovascular health and endurance, winter hiking is very different than summer hiking. I've mm-hmm. hiked up mountains in, you know, snow and ice, and oftentimes you do have to switch to snowshoes as opposed to just your regular hiking boots. But like Chelsea said, like making sure you're prepared, going with a buddy. If you've never winter hiked before, look up blogs, make sure that you have the right equipment, make sure you have extra stuff with you. It's going to take you a lot longer than a normal hike. Making sure that you're still hydrating on the hike, because even though it's cold, you're still losing water and sweating. So like just making sure that you're set is important. So check out blogs, check out mountain reports, start small, but absolutely would recommend those winter hikes. You literally feel like you're hiking in a snow globe. It's beautiful. So great pictures, everything.
It is beautiful. And if you're not somebody who likes the cold, just make sure that you have appropriate layers mm-hmm. on.
So that you mentioned ice skating and hockey. Even if you are not a skater, I like ice skating because I am a skater, so I do like it for that reason. But my friends used to like it in high school, even those that weren't skaters, because it was something that you could pick up and do. You can go to a free skate and learn how to skate. So that's even
an activity. It's also more affordable.
Yeah, say you don't want to go skating, you know, once a week. It's not your thing, but you know, want to go maybe like a couple times in December. That's still a way to get out and stay active and keep your energy up. It's something different to do. So,
right, and skate rentals aren't really more than $10 a rental.
No.
When you go to a free skate. So that is a much better option for someone who is budget conscious, especially this time of year, especially if you're buying tons of Christmas presents. Someone who's budget conscious, the free skate might be a good option instead of investing in skis if you don't know if you like skiing.
Right, exactly. And I mean, cross-country skiing rentals tend to be a little less expensive as well. A lot of local farmland has a lot of those rentals. And then I was going to mention, so free skate, cross-country. Oh, if you have a bike path or a flat walking path in your town or your city, that's a great way to get outside too. Again, bundle up, make sure that you're nice and warm. But if you're not up for that, like, you know, mountain hike up to a summit yet, but you still want to be outdoors, you know, put on sensible footwear, stuff that's going to add traction so you're not slipping. But any amount of time in the natural sunlight is going to help you. So if you are...
Absolutely.
You know, there are definitely options.
I guess another thing about making things more affordable, because winter sports can be pricey.
Mm-hmm.
If you are somebody who you do know that you like a particular sport, but you're worried about the cost of it, do a budget sheet. Think about how many times you actually want to commit to doing this. And there are ways to invest in it to make it more affordable than just going each time and renting and getting a single day pass. I actually remember a couple years ago, I think you were with me, where something weird happened, like one of my ski boots broke and it was like pinching a nerve.
Right. I was with you. And
yeah. And like my leg went numb and it was my boot. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the base lodge and see if I can rent ski boots for the day. The ski boot rentals for an afternoon alone were, I think, like $200 for an afternoon to rent ski boots. Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous. They're like $500 to buy a pair.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're somebody who knows that you are going to continue to do this, don't rent. Also, there are ways to do multi-passes on mountains that you can have a set rate and it covers unlimited days, which may be better than paying the $100 every time you want to go,
mm-hmm.
depending on how many times you can commit to going. That's an option too. Or see if any friends have those multi-passes, because many of them have friend discount passes.
That's very true. Also, check out some there. I can look them up and we can place them on the sites. You can look them up in link form, but there are sites that you can look up inexpensive ski lift tickets. I know that my friend mm-hmm. Mike and I are skiing for $12 on the 14th. So,
which is amazing.
A lot of the places will have days that are like their homecoming or their old home day, that kind of stuff, or just days that are discounted because they want to get people excited about the season. So especially in like early December and everything, make sure you check those out too.
And it is a good ski season in the Northeast already.
Yes, I think
some years we do not get the ski weather until mid-January, but it is midwinter conditions already
mm-hmm.
on December 1st as we record this. What else do you have about keeping active?
I have try some indoor fun activities, things like bowling, mm-hmm. swimming at your local YMCA, roller skating and everything. So like basically getting involved in whatever gym is in your area, trying a new class and just doing other fun indoor activities. I know that bowling alleys, like I know that people don't really see bowling as a winter activity, but like they're open year round. Mm-hmm. And so if you do want something that's fun and you don't really need to like break the bank for going roller skating with your friends, going bowling with your friends, a lot of bowling places will have like beer and wings night and everything too. I know ours in Winchendon does. So it's, you know, certainly something to look into. And granted, that's not a beer and wings is not a let's get into good shape thing, but it is a way to get out of your house and, you know, keep
energy.
Your positive yeah. energy up. So joining a new class.
Yeah, this is not all weight loss ideas. It's just
right
energy.
Joining a running club or an athletic group over the winter. I know that that's something I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
Or if you're really like in like the doldrums and you can't get out of your house, doing a home workout circuit or a yoga tape is even something. Just
absolutely.
Moving your body. So
yeah, I think it's a good time to maybe try out new classes at the gym. Or mm-hmm. if you're somebody who maybe used to do something and haven't in a long time, like if you're somebody who used to dance, might be time to have a dance class for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Even just things like yoga, like you said, like home gym, kind of activities do a lot for keeping your energy up. Even if you're not doing like hardcore cardiovascular exercise, you're moving your body, you're stretching your body, you're opening up. A lot of people hold emotion and stress in their muscles. It opens you up, gives you more energy. So those are all good options. Another thing that I think is a good option if you're having a hard time motivating yourself to do any of these workouts, because I know if you get into the point where you are in that like winter depression, it's very hard to motivate yourself to work out. Make sure that your errands include indoor walking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to get something, instead of ordering it on Amazon, go to a mall, walk around the mall, and you're at least moving out in public and you're doing something. Because I know I can fall into that habit of like, I don't feel like going to buy it. I'm just going to do like pay with one click on my phone and it'll come to me.
Right.
It's a laziness thing.
And even things like, I know that Walmart now will let you order online. And you can just pick it up at the door of like, yeah. You know, maybe don't do that over the winter. Like you said, like walk around the store. Like I know that not all of us want to like spend our time walking around Hannaford's Market Basket or Walmart, but moving your body in that way is helpful.
Yes. So just even making time for walking or even in your house, mm-hmm. if you have enough room, like I will sometimes, if I'm having a day where I just totally don't have the energy to work out, I'll put on whatever I want to watch on TV and I will pace for like the whole hour of the show. And at least I'm walking for an hour. You know, it's better than sitting on the couch and watching the same show I'm going to watch. Mm-hmm. So just little things to help move your body. So I guess that's tip number one. Find ways to move your body that work for you.
Get some chores done in your house. It'll make spring cleaning easier. Spring cleaning doesn't have to be a nightmare if you get chores done in your house.
Yes, I wrote that down. I said, you know, you're going to want to be inside. So move your spring cleaning to winter.
Nice.
I wrote the same thing down. This is great. We're on the same page. Winter cleaning. I mean, you're inside your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do things like go through your closets. Go through boxes. What did you put in your storage space in the middle of the summer when you were running out to go to the beach? You know, look for all of that. Reorganize. And especially in these December months, it does continue through the winter, but especially in these December months, if you find all this stuff that you don't need, it's a great, great time to volunteer and donate.
Yeah, I have that too. I have sort and donate old clothes and toys, because a lot of times people are looking for donations. Even like that old coat that you never wear anymore, that can make a difference between someone being cold all winter or someone feeling like they're safe. So.
Yeah, you know, even like we said, I think in the last one with the Thanksgiving stuff, even in your own community, wherever you are, there is somebody who needs what you have,
mm-hmm.
who needs your extra things. You don't even have to think about like, let me send it to a faraway country. Just your local food pantry, your local homeless shelter. Those are great things. Also, food pantry stuff. If you're like me, your like pantry might have things that, oh, okay, I bought this can of soup like 6 months ago and I never really felt like eating it. Or I have these like oatmeal packets that I haven't made. And you just have like a lot of extra backup stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take the stuff that you don't want, put it in a bag and take it to a food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
They will appreciate it. You know, you have like 12 boxes of pasta and you don't eat pasta that much. Send some of them to a food pantry.
Yeah.
A lot of us have all this excess that we don't know what to do with. And that's something to keep you physically active in the winter. And also for your emotional and mental health, to make you feel more connected and make you kind of come out of that darkness. It's like, be the light in the darkness.
I know that my eye doctor's office is doing this thing where they have the box, and every single day during Advent, instead of taking out a chocolate, they're putting a canned good in the box. And then at the end, they're sending it to a food bank. So like, that's even something. I know not all of you celebrate Christmas or Advent, but it's something to think about too. Just like little fun things like that, making it a game.
Yeah. I definitely think that those are good ideas. Just doing good things for the community. If you are able to move your focus to outside of yourself and outside of your immediate world,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times that helps with the the humdrum blahs of the winter.
And on the same note, say, you know, you just recently did a clothing drive and your closet is, you know, stellar and beautifully clean, and you're one of those people that just like has their cleaning together all the time.
Do people have their cleaning together all the time?
First what? Of all, can you train me in your Jedi ways? And like,
yeah, what? I never have my cleaning together all the time.
But second of all, volunteering at a food pantry, maybe organizing a canned food drive or a clothing drive is something that you could do. Or volunteering in some way that it's fulfilling one of your passions. I know that I'm going to an assisted living facility on December 10th, and I'm singing Christmas carols with the people there. It's something I love, singing Christmas carols. It's something I like to do, but ultimately it's volunteering, and it's doing something that's outside of my home. I'm getting out and doing something.
So use your unique talents, your unique abilities. Maybe you're really good at, like Kayla, like singing, or you're really good at cooking, or you're really good at sewing. Like whatever it is you're good at, use that.
Before we get into more fun stuff, I have some like nitty gritty things that people should just pay attention to.
Okay.
Mentioned before about exercise, but just as a reminder, it does boost immunity, and during a big season where there's a lot of cold and flu going around. So it's very, I know that it's difficult sometimes, you know, make that time to go shopping at the mall and walk around and stuff, or, you know, go to the grocery store and walk around. Even that little bit of walking or pacing back and forth, watching Grey's Anatomy, which is what we're both doing these days.
Yes.
That helps boost your immunity, something as simple as that. Getting yourself on a normal sleep schedule and sticking to it. Adults are notorious for not sleeping enough or sleeping too much, and just not being regular in our sleep schedule.
I feel like I never sleep enough. I just can't do it.
The better your sleep schedule, the better you'll be able to control cravings, the better you'll be able to control if you have any breakout issues. Your skin will look better if you have a better sleep schedule, and your immunity will get boosted. Getting vaccinated, please get vaccinated.
Yes. Get your flu shot.
And take your vitamins.
You should get your flu shot.
Just get your flu shot, guys. Just please do it. And take your vitamins.
Yeah. Also about vitamins. Mm-hmm. In winter, it is important to up your vitamin D if you are somebody who reacts to the sun. I take vitamin D in winter, but not in summer.
I take it all the time.
Well, I take it as part of my multi all the time, but I take it separately as just a D in the winter. So I like that. That helps you kind of regulate your neurochemistry and helps with your mood and energy. So I think that is good. What else? Like I said before, the lights, they're also, if you don't want to invest in a whole big light, you can just buy the light bulbs and replace your indoor lamps with those light bulbs. And it does make a difference in how you feel and your energy. Like, I work in a teeny little office with no windows, that the light that is in there is very dark. But I have three lamps that I brought in that I put the sunlight bulbs in. And there are some days, especially when it's like rainy and dark out, that I'd rather be in my office because it kind of feels like there's sun. There's not sun. It's a tiny room with no windows. But it kind of feels like there's sun. So things like creating sunlight in your own way. So like Kayla said, this time of year is very tempting with all kinds of maybe not so healthy options. But there are a lot of ways to still watch your nutrition at this time. Think about, you know, what foods make you feel good. Don't think about like the foods that you feel like eating, but what actually makes your body feel good, and kind of focus on those. Winter, actually, you can do a lot of healthy choices. It's because it's cold. It's much more cooking friendly. So I am much more apt to cook in the winter than I am in the summer because I'm not overheated. So you can make your own choices. One of the things that I think keeps me healthy during the winter is if I do like a cooking day once a month. I make all of my different options of what I want to eat that month and put them in little containers. And then I have those little containers to take to work. I just pull them right out of my freezer. And I am less tempted to go to the cafeteria and buy random things. I mean, occasionally if I really want something, I'll buy something, but that keeps me healthier because I know what I'm putting in my body. So things like warm, healthy soups with like lots of vegetables are great choices. You can make casseroles, you can make pastas. Like there's a lot of things that you can make that are easy to freeze in the winter. And it's not really the same in the summer because the summer is a lot more like you want salads and you want like lighter foods if you want to cook at all. Or what happens to a lot of us in the summer is we just get food from other places because we don't feel like cooking. The winter does have that benefit of you want to be inside and you want to be cooking. So, you know, find some recipes that work for you and think about how they're making your body feel. You may be somebody, also don't listen to those diets that tell you you need this much of this and this much of this. And everybody's body is different. You might need more protein than the next person. You might need more vegetables. You might need more carbs. You might need more fats. Depends on your body. So think about what foods give you energy and make you feel good and make sure you just have them on hand in your house.
And, you know, to be clear, do not eat only bread. Like that is not worth saying.
Oh, no, no.
At all. Like if you're one of those people that's like, okay, my body's telling me to just eat pasta. That no, that's your
don't
craving.
Just eat pasta. Like,
you know, make
you can
sure.
have some pasta, but you should have other stuff too.
Yeah. Like, and it's also all about, like you mentioned, Shell's preparedness. Like, you know, in the winter, whether it's making sure you have warm clothing, healthy options, all of that. It's all about being prepared. I feel it's like I have it underlined.
I agree.
In big letters.
Be prepared, like the Boy Scouts. They know their stuff.
They do. Boy Scouts are great. So are the Girl Scouts.
Also true.
Basically, anybody that, you know, is community minded and teaches preparedness and good manners, they're great. But I also have, kind of piggybacking on the cooking thing, Chelsea already mentioned, like, you know, trying a new recipe and freezing things and everything, but like even baking and cooking something you've never done before can get your energy up and it can get your mind off of me being in that like monotonous, like ever present cycle of just the same every day. So, you know, try something new. Look up fruits and vegetables that are especially fresh during this time period and use those
in your area too. Like what fruit and vegetable does your area grow?
Yeah. Even doing something like going to a local farm stand. Like they still, I know that Red Apple Farm, like 20 minutes from me, is open year round. They're still selling applesauce, maple syrup and everything. And you can still go and feed the goats. So
goats want food in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Help those goats.
I actually have...
Also animals. Yeah. I didn't write that down, but also animals. Animals are great mood boosters. So, you know, find some animals to play with or hug.
Or volunteer.
If you don't have your own... Yeah, if you don't have your own, go to a pet shelter, hang out with your friends' pets. Animals are great.
Yeah, and again, that's another thing. Like, if you love animals, but you say you don't have an animal yourself, you can't afford one right now, or maybe your job is... such that you wouldn't feel like you'd be giving that animal the time it deserved, then,
or your apartment won't take animals.
Then, you know, that brings us back to volunteering. Volunteer at a pet shelter. See if there's any people in the neighborhood who might be like elderly, or maybe your neighbor broke his hip and can't walk his dog. Like, volunteer to walk someone's dog. You know, like, use what you're passionate about.
And that's a great way to walk in the winter. Yeah. That's a great way to get outside.
Yeah, and give back.
So just walking a dog, there's your exercise, your energy, your animal, and your volunteer all in one. Nice little neat bundle with a bow.
Mm-hmm. Or worst saviophiles, visit your local library and explore the bookshelves. Walk around there. You know, like,
yes.
As long as you're moving.
That's another thing that I had, actually. Do something with an intellectual focus. You know, it's a time of year that you will probably naturally be inside more. So because you are inside more, what could you be doing with your brain? What could you be reading about? Is there a project that you've always meant to work on or something you wanted to learn about? It's a good time to learn.
It is. I actually wrote, take a class at a local community center or a community college. You know, join something. Yeah. Whether it's like you really want to learn.
Or even if it's self-learning something, like finding an online course.
Oh, or, I mean, I'm going to show you this.
GRE flashcards, 500 essential words.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm getting ready to take the GRE in the spring. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's a project that I know I can work on. If I'm having, like, a bad day and I just don't want to go out after I do my regular gym routine, can do my GRE prep. Something
you can
intellectual that I can focus on.
Also, whatever your hobbies are, whatever your interests are, it's a good time to focus in on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like for me, I might want to try to like work on music.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might want to try to be involved in a theater because that's something that I like to do. It's a good time to like reinvest in the things that you like because they'll keep you through those dark and dreary days.
Absolutely. And then I have some little fun ones that are more holiday appropriate.
Okay. What are your fun ones?
Find local holiday fairs, markets, or bazaars. If you don't have some, take a look at some of the Christmas lights in the area. I know that, again, you mentioned, you know, light. And I've noticed that a lot of my friends who do deal with seasonal affective disorder enjoy looking at the Christmas lights. Like my family actually used to drive around and look at all of them set up.
Yeah.
So like things like that, like little things. Visiting.
Yeah. Definitely drive through the sparkles. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am of the opinion that they should be required to leave them up until March, but that's my opinion.
I said visiting a local or nearby farm, visiting a brewery or a winery for a tasting. A lot of them have tastings this time of year.
Or like they have warm options too. Like some of them will have mulled wine. Nice and hot.
Yeah. And hot toddies. Attend an athletic event, like a hockey game, you know,
Like
a lot of them. I know a lot of high schools, colleges will have hockey games right now. And then there's of course pros, but if you're kind of watching your wallet, it's, you know, going and supporting your local team
local
is always
ones.
Fun.
Go to the high school.
Yeah.
It's great. Basketball, hockey, whatever you want to go to.
We already kind of mentioned sorting and organizing your closet for the winter season. Do some type of craft. This kind of goes with passion. If like you're an artist, you know, looking outside your window for a second and drawing what you see, like really honing in on something that you're really passionate about or doing some, I'm building a Christmas wreath. On the 6th, for the first time ever.
That's
I'm going
fun.
To a wreath making workshop. It's going to be awesome. I have.
Or even along those lines, focusing on the decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Christmas decorating and even just winter in general. Like think about how do you want to decorate for January? Like come up with a new decorating theme. So once your Christmas stuff is done, could you have like a snowflake theme?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you have something festive through the whole cold part of the year, that tends to help.
Mm-hmm. Write holiday cards to your friends, like actually handwrite them. People love getting mail when it's not bills. Like, love it.
Yes.
And, you know, handwriting.
Because usually we just get bills.
Yeah, handwriting something to someone is really nice and it goes a long way. And especially if, I know a lot of people send out the family pictures, which are always very nice. It's nice to see what my friends' families are up to. But, like, actually getting a handwritten note with it is really, really great. So if you are on one of those days that you're just like, oh, my God, everything is, like, I can't focus on anything. I just want to do something to clear my head. It's a nice time to catch up with friends. And it'll get you out of your own head and invested in making their day better. What else do I have? Oh, give blood. I know not everybody can, some for reasons that are completely ridiculous and I disagree with, others because maybe you don't pay enough and that's totally fine. Or but yeah, if you can, that goes along with volunteering.
If you are able to give blood, give blood.
This is a really big season of need. A lot of people get in accidents and need your help during this season.
With the ice, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just our main takeaways from this are stay physically active, find whatever way works for you, whether it's exploring a winter sport or finding a way to walk more inside or making like a home gym, being prepared, right? So having the appropriate clothing for being able to work out outside, having the appropriate food to keep your nutrition up, vitamins, lights, things to help you, water, yes. Kayla's pointing to water. I'm the only one who can see her, but yes, having your water. So preparedness is a big one. And then finding things that allow you to give back and use your own passions. Those are ways to not only help other people, but help yourself in the winter. The winter is not fun for many people. It's dark, it's cold, but if you focus on some of these things, it gets a little better. You know, I mean, even if you don't actually have seasonal affective disorder, which you might, it's actually very prevalent, whether or not you have like comorbid other mood disorders like depression year round or anxiety or any other mood disorder, it's very common. So if you're somebody who has a hard time with the winter, whether it's something diagnosable or not, think about some of these suggestions: vitamin D, lights, nutrition, doing something physical, even if it's just, even if you have no energy and it's just let me pace while I walk, while I watch TV, or if it's something like, you know, let me do yoga, great things.
Or even like, say you don't know a ton of yoga poses, even just stretching your body, like doing basic, like, you know, quad stretches, just like, you know, sitting on the floor and like doing figure fours and all of that. And if you don't know what figure fours are, I'm sorry, but all of this is very Googleable. But just,
you don't have to do it yourself. Yeah, you don't have to do it yourself. You can watch a video of somebody showing you. It's all very accessible.
Yeah,
so,
very true.
What are some things you're planning to do this winter to stay active and healthy?
So I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record, but I mean, I have my fun Christmas things coming up. I'm doing a wreath making thing that actually is at a local farm stand where they're having a beer tasting too. So I'm doing that this coming Thursday. I am singing at an assisted living facility. I'm skiing on the 14th. I'm skiing all winter. I'm going to try to skate a little more frequently, give blood, get into a good gym, you know, gym. I can't even think. Workout regimen. There we go. I'm gonna do my Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 a.m. workouts, and then Thursday and Tuesday evenings. So I'm doing a lot of active stuff. I'm honing in on my healthy eating. It's, for those of you that struggle with it, I really, and I know that I've gotten better and Chelsea can attest to this, but I don't like many vegetables to the point that like I would never, like, if given the choice between a strawberry and a carrot, the carrot's never going to win that battle. Like, never will I choose, like, from that category because I'm like, darn, am I craving a carrot? Like, you know, it's never that for me. So I have to work especially hard to hone in on my eating because I know that I'm an adult and it's good for me. I'm also going to, I mean, I sing at church. That's something that I like to do. I'm going to write Christmas cards this year, and I'm going to work on staying hydrated. And I know that there's some people that don't like water, and I know that sounds strange, but there are people that genuinely don't like drinking water. Try some herbal teas instead, non-caffeinated, and it does the same thing. So yeah, that's my plan. I'll probably do some baking too, because my youngest brother, Aiden, is going to want me to bake shortbread like I do every Christmas. So
awesome. Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. I'm definitely trying to refocus on fitness. I had some issues with it over the past couple months. You know, some health issues, wasn't feeling great and had a hard time keeping up. So I'm working on getting back into that regimen. Whether it's any of those little suggestions I said, whether it's just I have to walk a certain amount of steps today, or I actually, you know, do a whole set workout, and I have like a little home gym I made, which is nice. Skiing. I blocked out a bunch of different times in the winter to ski starting next week. I'm excited. I'm going to different like concerts and supporting people who are working on projects this winter. I'm going to try to find some volunteer opportunities. I've been doing the cleaning, the trying to reinvest in like projects that I want to do, intellectual growth, things like that. Another one that I did not mention, which I should have, was if you are able, take your vacation during the winter months instead of the summer months. If you're able with your job, or you can take both if you are able to do that too, but take some kind of vacation because it'll give you a break from the monotony, and winter can tend to feel monotonous. So, you know, I'm excited for, you know, a ski vacation that we're going to go on.
Yay!
In February. I'm really excited. And it's like to a different place. It's not to where I normally ski.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun, exciting vacation. Whether it's a cold vacation like that, or you are the kind of person who January sounds like a perfect time to go to a tropical island, which, you know, I like that idea too. see if you can take your vacation in the winter. Even if you can't go anywhere, even if you can have like a staycation that you can refocus on some of these things instead of being in the same monotonous work routine, that can help too. So yeah, I'm excited about vacation. I'm excited about skiing, recommitting to my health. I'm doing my healthy cooking so that I always have my frozen meals that are healthy so that I am not as tempted to buy random things at work. So I'm not like, I don't have any food. Let me just go buy a thing of French fries, which I will occasionally do, but not often. And yeah, just focusing on your hobbies.
I think that's great. And of course, we'll be taking our vitamins as per usual, and, you know, and we're vaccinated.
Yes. We'd also love to hear about things that you do to stay active and healthy during the winter. If we forgot something that you love to do, please tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Email us, sapiofilespodcast@gmail.com. And we just like to hear from you guys. So anything you want to tell us, any suggestions,
any volunteer suggestions too. I'm always up for volunteering. Yes. So if anybody has any suggestions on that front, then please let us know. Be sure to like check on your friends during this time and, you know, Absolutely. Make sure that everybody feels like happy and safe and, you know, wanted. I know that this time of year can also be kind of lonely for people. So just make sure that you're checking in with people. Mm-hmm. So.
Definitely be there for your friends. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, as the weather cools down, we hope that some of these ideas help you enjoy it a little more if you're not naturally a winter person. If you are, have fun. Enjoy it. But if it's not your normal thing that makes you happy, hopefully you can enjoy the snowfall and you can enjoy the Christmas lights and the exercise and volunteering and all of these different suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Have an amazing, it's not quite winter yet, but it is now December. So have an amazing beginning of winter, Christmas season.
And in preparation for things that are surely to come this winter season, if any of you celebrate any other holiday other than Christmas, please let us know in the email so that we can share some of your favorite things to do too. So
awesome. All right, guys. Happy December.
Happy December. Happy almost winter. Happy new beginnings season, because we're going to try so many new things.
Happy almost 2019.
Yes. Happy second cup of coffee for me in a second.
So, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Coffee is great for winter.
It is. So is cocoa and tea, and so are cocoa and tea. Whoa. Anyway.
Warm beverages.
Thanks for listening, everybody, as per usual. And if you have any topics that you're dying to have us discuss or debate about, or just give you our normal witty diatribes, as our opening says, let us know and we will accommodate the best that we can and do our research.
All right. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
We did that last one almost in unison. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy December, Sapiophiles, and thanks for finding the energy to keep up with us in this cold and dark December. If you would like to reach us, you can find us at sapiophilespodcast@gmail.com, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube at The Sapiophiles. or leave us a comment and rate and review us on the iTunes store or anywhere you get this podcast. Have a fantastic week. Keep your energy up and stay curious.